DM us. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. At Ben and Kelly Show.
So Iris said, hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm getting differing responses from my friends. So I thought, what the heck? I'll ask Ben and Kelly.
There you go.
So a little backstory. I used to date a guy when I lived in Indianapolis 2 years ago. We dated briefly for about 4 months. He had a great relationship, or had a great relationship, but I moved to Louisville for a job opportunity.
Okay.
I ended things when then because I didn't believe in long-distance relationships. Anyway, I ran into this man a few months ago in Indy, and it was like major fireworks, as if time stood still.
Oh, beautiful.
So against my better judgment, I started seeing him again.
Against my better judgment.
Yes, I still live in Louisville. He is in Indy. We spend every weekend together. I bring my two kids, ages 12 and 7. He's got a son who's 8. I'm 39. He's 43, but a gorgeous fit 43. I'm a very lucky gal.
All right.
Anyway, 2 weeks ago, he told me he's going to get a vasectomy.
Oh.
He had made the appointment before running into me again. And this made me upset. I didn't show that to him, but a part of me felt like I wish I had been included in that decision. He jokes that we have three kids between us and would have to strap another to the roof of a car if we got pregnant. I wasn't even thinking about having a child with him, but the fact that that is now off the table kind of bothers me.
Okay.
I've got a couple of girlfriends who are siding with me, saying I have a right to be mad because that's a huge decision he left me out of. Another few friends have told me to back down because I wasn't in his life then, and if that's a deal breaker, then we weren't meant to be back together in the first place.
Okay.
So now I ask you, do I have a right to be upset? Thank you.
I think if it were 20 years ago, yes. I think at this point, at 43, he knows, I don't know. I mean, he's made his decision, and it was before you. And you even said yourself you weren't even considering kids. So stop it. Yes, you do not have a right to be upset. That's him. That's on him.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was a little confused in the timeline because she says 2 weeks ago he told me he's going to get a vasectomy. He made the appointment before he ran into me again.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm looking at this, he hasn't done it yet, right?
I don't think so.
He just has the appointment.
Right.
So I think if this does bother you in the fact that, AKA, you might want to have kids with him, then you need to have a conversation. But if you're like, if you step back and look at your three kids together and their ages and be like, okay, no, I get it, then maybe you can be done with being mad about it.
I think you need to go back and read your own DM to us when you said, I wasn't even considering having kids with him.
Right. So
until
maybe
all of a sudden
he knew that,
like,
and it wasn't a thing.
Well, yeah, sure. And you know, it's the whole thing of that is, you know, and vasectomies aren't like permanent.
No, you can reverse it, but it's a procedure.
Yeah. we got a text. No way. She's tripping, LOL. I don't know. Regardless, you probably need to just talk to him.
Right.
Because it sounds like it's not a done deal yet. He hasn't gone in and gotten a snip snip yet.
Right. And again, you know, they were not together when he made the appointment. But
right.
Now that you guys are back together, you need to, I guess, have a discussion really quick. Like, would you want to have children together?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're both like come to the realization that, no, we're good.
Yeah.
Let's just, you know, keep our blended family the way that it is.
I go back to, hey, well, it's reread your own own DM to us and then go, all right, well, I wasn't really considering having a kid with him, but now that I know that I can't.
Yes, now I think I might want to.
Now I'm mad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, so I think this is fine. I'm going to side with your friends who are telling you that, you know, you weren't in his life at the time you made that decision.
Yeah.
Now, if you guys were in a committed relationship the entire time and you went and made that choice without talking to you about it, that's a problem.
Sure.
But given the timeline of your relationship and where that fell, I think, and just given your circumstances and your feelings about not wanting to have a kid, you know, not really ever being in that mindset ever with him, then I think you're fine.
All right. Well, Iris, hopefully that gives you a little bit of perspective. If you've got anything more to add, you can feel free to call or text us, 502-795-1997. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX.